Fans of the legendary Gordon Lightfoot won't want to miss picking up the pieces. The Songs of Gordon Lightfoot, which runs November 17th at the Lacombe Performing Arts Center. Featuring Benjamin Williams, band leader, vocalist, guitarist. Patrick Hughes, lead guitarist, vocalist, and Connor Miskimen, bassist, vocalist. The show has been co-produced by John Hewitt, Second Sunset Productions. Williams had an early start with his musical journey, having begun classical guitar lessons at the age of 5 at the Alberta College Conservatory of Music in Edmonton. When it comes to singing, and to playing more acoustic, folk kinds of material, that came a little later on. I was always surrounded by the music of 1950s, 60s and the 70s while I was growing up, he explained. Music has always been at the forefront of my life. As for his admiration for Lightfoot, that interest was sparked back in his very early teens. What really attracted me to Lightfoot was a certain sense of poise, calm, and dignity in his vocals, as well as the craftsmanship in the music itself, explained Williams, adding Lightfoot was also an accomplished arranger, too. Understanding his own musical background was really compelling to me, given the fact I have a somewhat sophisticated musical background in my own right. As for the concert, he noted the guys first performed it in Edmonton at the Blue Chair Cafe back in March of this year. And it struck a chord, no question. Williams is by no means mainly restricted to Lightfoot's catalog, but he certainly has a depth of experience in learning the feel and the nuances of Lightfoot's material. Because I've been performing his material since the age of 14 or 15, whether it was at open mics or on the street busking, people got to know me as a Lightfoot guy, and I'm happy to report both of those Edmonton shows we have done with this project sold out at the Blue Chair. Adding to the magic is the artful simplicity of the presentation, featuring bass and two guitars as the musical foundation, he said. As for selecting which Lightfoot tunes to include, Williams essentially has the honor of choosing which pieces the guys end up performing, as he's so well versed in the massive collection. At first, choosing which songs to start out with in terms of getting the project going was really difficult because I had never played with Patrick or Connor prior to the formation of this group, explained. But they soon clicked, and they indeed knew their stuff. But after the first few rehearsals, I was quite impressed how they had both done their homework and had gotten the tunes down. Right now, we have a good 30 to 40 songs we are rotating through, and I am always trying to add more. That way, every set list that we do is fresh to a degree, he explained. It's important to keep the hits there, as well as the lesser known but still fairly recognizable songs within the roster as well. So there is a very delicate balance I need to strike when I'm creating a set list. It's something I take very seriously, he said. On a more personal note, Williams explained how at various times in his own life, there have been particular Lightfoot songs that have really resonated with him, or have spoken to a certain experience he's gone through. I didn't have found the words to articulate my own feelings on some of those times, but somehow, it seemed that certain songs of his almost speak for me when it came to certain experiences I have had, or my feelings about them, he said. It's also interesting to note that in Lightfoot's prime, he was very Dylan-esque, in the sense he would keep things close to his chest in interviews, if he gave them. He only revealed the deeper sides of his life through song. But as he got older, and found peace I suppose and sort of settled down with family, he started to be more open to the world. You hear that in later interviews, said Williams. There was also a more jolly tone in his later catalog as well. In the meantime, creating and performing music has brought a rich awareness to Williams of its amazing ability to really impact others. When you know you have truly made a difference in someone's life, to me, that is what will always keep me going. And beyond that, I love playing. I am a music nerd, and I am thankful that I'm able to translate my knowledge to the actual art form. For ticket information, head to www.lacombeperformingartscenter.com.